I am about to make you very angry, disgusted, annoyed, perhaps all of the above. The death rate from the coronavirus in New Jersey nursing homes is the highest in the country. Nearly 6,700 nursing home residents have died in the pandemic, and the numbers keep growing as the virus has been running rampant in nursing homes. An example, in July, more than half of the COVID-19 deaths have been nursing home residents in New Jersey. That's an increase of 40%. Yet, after promising immediate action in the wake of an investigation that presented this problem, the state legislature has yet to formally take any action. There was a bipartisan committee announced in May by State Senate President Stephen Sweeney and Senate Minority Leader Tom Kaine, Democrat, Republican, respectively, has not held a single hearing to explore any of this. Several members of the Democratic caucus have refused to sit on the committee. Well, that was after the governor's office interpreted the select committee as a hit job on the governor by Sweeney. And some of the Democrats playing politics don't want to get stuck in the middle of what they perceive to be a you-know-what contest. Separately, hearings by a Senate Health, Human Services, and Senior Citizens Committee that was supposed to be fast-tracked, now they haven't even been announced yet. Had some just brilliant insight by State Senator Joseph Panaccio, Republican from Morris County. His insight, I hope it's not politics. No, not that. Even unions are bothered by this. 1199 SEIU, United Healthcare Workers East, that represents about 8,000 nursing home workers in New Jersey, are rattling the chains and the cages about all this. And when you look at the legislative calendar, it's really until the end of the month for legislators to take any action that would stick. They can put bills on the table, but then the session concludes and you basically roll the odometers on any pending legislation back to square one. Senate President Sweeney is not talking about this or responding to questions. A spokesperson referred to what the Senate President said about a week earlier when asked about the panel. Quote, nothing yet. We will get together. Then we have Senator Troy Singleton, Democrat, who was supposed to, or at least reportedly was to, chair the bipartisan committee. He denied he was even asked to serve in that capacity. He said that only that Sweeney asked me to consider playing a role. And of course, when Singleton was asked why nothing is going on with all this, he said to ask Sweeney. But perhaps, I did a little figuring out, perhaps I think I found the cause of what seems to be an illogical delay. The long-term care industry, 74% of which is owned by for-profit companies, is a consistent, heavy-duty contributor to lawmakers' campaigns. Just to look at the stats a little further in, this was from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, shows that on a per capita basis, there are more deaths in the state's nursing homes here in New Jersey than in any other state. There are an average of 120.3 deaths per 1,000 nursing home residents here in New Jersey. The next highest state, Massachusetts, 114.8 per 1,000 residents. Seems like the reluctance of the state house to get involved might be a political calculation. That's because Murphy is doing such a great job. Well, we don't want to make a look at it like he's not doing a great job. Simply translated, playing politics with the lives of our seniors as well, and our veterans. The veterans' homes are equally as heavily impacted by what's not being done. I did mention there were some bills pending in the State House that have to get sealed, delivered, and signed by the governor before the end of the month. They range from raising the minimum wage for direct care staff in long-term care facilities, creation of a long-term care emergency operations center, revisions in license operational reporting requirements for long-term care centers, and a requirement that the Department of Health would establish a scaling system of actions and penalties for long-term care facilities that are found in violation of state and federal operating requirements. given how the State House works in speed, though, with, what, 3 weeks left in the month? Optimism is really not what we're looking at here. Well, actually, there is an exception to the rule. There are times when the State House and the Governor's Office can work fast. About 4 months ago, states' nursing facilities and hospitals were granted broad immunity during a public health emergency, from civil lawsuits to those acting in good faith, quote-unquote, stemming from services in support of the COVID-19 response efforts here in the state. While not stopping all lawsuits, the state made it more challenging to officially declare actions being perpetrated in these retirement homes and centers to be actual negligence. Some are saying the immunity approved by the state gave a lot of trouble nursing homes an avenue to get out from under accountability. But it does prove they can work fast when they want to. An executive order by Governor Murphy provided what the administration called a broad civil immunity to healthcare professionals and facilities who are acting in good faith. Just over a week after that, the legislature launched an effort to make that immunity law, providing the criminal and civil immunity for the facilities during public health emergencies. The governor signed that bill 2 weeks after his executive order. So apparently when it's self-serving, yeah, they can move with a bit of a pace faster than the tortoise going backwards.